Have you ever had a great first date and then never heard from the guy again? Trust me, we've all been there. Hi, I'm Marie Forleo, life coach and author, and I'm going to share with you three dating mistakes that can be keeping you single. Here's my first dating mistake. It's believing that a relationship is going to save you. I like to call this my Jerry Maguire school of that's going to complete me. Do you remember in that movie when Renee Zellweger and Tom Cruise told each other, you complete me? Well, it was awesome and it's really heart-fluttering on the big screen. But in reality, that kind of mindset can keep you thinking that something outside of yourself is really going to solve all your problems. A relationship or a special man. In reality, there is nothing that's going to solve all your problems or make your life better. So if you can start getting into your life and getting really interested and really trust the idea that you're complete as you are, when you show up on that date, you're going to be a lot more attractive and that guy is going to really want to take you home. Mistake number two, trotting out those horror stories and complaining. I think you guys know what I'm talking about here. You know when you complain about your ex-boyfriend or your crabby boss or your sloppy roommate? Well, those are the kind of things that are just going to say to a guy, listen, all this girl is into is complaining. And I don't know about you, but I have not heard of a guy saying, guess what, I met this really hot complainy chick last night. So, when next time you're out on a date, really take a look at where your conversation is going to. Are you keeping it interesting and are you interested in him or are you just trotting out all your horror stories from the day or your past? So give this one a try. Keep your attention on this moment. See if you can keep the conversation about what's happening in the restaurant, what's going on with your friends. You don't have to keep it overly positive, but keep it in the now. That'll keep your attention off your complaints, and that'll get your attraction and your irresistible level up. Dating mistake number three. It's dating to find the one instead of dating for fun. Here's what happens. Most people are so interested in trying to figure out whether or not the guy across from them is actually going to be the one, but they're not having a good time. If you're not having a good time, there's no way that you can feel if that person is absolutely going to be the person for you. So take your attention off of figuring out if you're going to get down the aisle and see if you can have a good time. Your irresistibility level is going to shoot up, and you're also going to have a lot more fun on your dates. For more great tips on dating and relationships, feel free to check out my new book, Make Every Man Want You. You can go to makeeverymanwantyou.com. Thanks so much for clicking on iMag. I'm Marie Forleo.
For more original lifestyle videos, log on to fncimag.com.